سيف إلا ذو الفقار.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome back to 110 Lessons for Life from the teachings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali. May God's peace and blessings be upon him. Today in the tradition, we want to look at the topic of who is a true ascetic, who is a zahid, one who sometimes people may misdefine as being one who is aloof or cut off from this transient material world. Today we want to look at what is the true definition of one who is detached from this world, so to speak, and connected to the divine, and to truly understand what the actual meaning of this word is, because indeed there are a lot of misconceptions that run through the minds of the individuals, of the men and women, the brothers and sisters, especially those who are striving to get closer to God, that sometimes we fall victim to certain trends within our society, within the Muslim community, of detachment of the material world. And sometimes people feel that to lead a monastic life, to lead a life of, for example, you know, not marrying, not having a family, not working, engaging in worship 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is the true meaning of asceticism. Is that really the meaning? Because when we look at it, we see that in Islam that there is a completely unique definition. Let us look at the hadith for today and then come back with a brief reflection on what it means to be a true zahid, one who is disconnected from the world, but connected to Allah. We have the following tradition from Imam Ali, peace be upon him. The ascetic one in the transient world is the person whose fortitude is not overtaken by him coming face to face with the prohibited, and who does not let the permissible preoccupy him from thanking God. In this beautiful tradition, the Commander of the Faithful once again makes it clear and plain our responsibilities while in this world. Now, first off, let me mention this very important point that when it comes to piety, when it comes to proximity to God, when it comes to that level of detachment of the material world for the sake of God, we have no better example after the Prophet, obviously, than the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him. He's an individual who all Muslims unanimously agree is the pinnacle of worship, is the one who personifies God consciousness the best, is the one who is closest in proximity spiritually, that is, to Allah, to His Creator. He is one whom all Muslims look up to for spiritual guidance. Many, if not every different trend within the Sufi community, they all look to the Commander of the Faithful for their spiritual teachings. And so he is the ultimate example of one who is a zahid, one who is ascetic, who is divorced himself of the transient world and has connected himself to Allah. He gives us two important points in this tradition for today to reflect upon if we wish to traverse that same path that he is on. And obviously we should, because we call ourselves Muslims. We are all obligated to follow the Commander of the Faithful. It is an obligation, not a recommendation, not something nice to do, but it is an obligation that we have upon ourselves to follow him. So how do we understand his words? As we see in the first part of the tradition, the Commander of the Faithful says that the person who is a true ascetic, he does not let the prohibitions, the things which are not allowed for a Muslim to do, overpower him. The sabr, the patience, the fortitude, the perseverance that a believer has will always be victorious over the prohibitions that are tempting us in this world. And you know, as we all know, the temptations today in this world are many. The ways of sinning are relatively, extremely easy. Many of us hold gadgets in our hand. Maybe we're watching this video on a smartphone or a tablet, which can be one of the tools towards following the impermissible of Islam. But the Commander of the Faithful shows us in this first part that our patience, our fortitude would never allow us to fall temptation to the prohibited. You know, we all know that the ways of sinning are many. We could easily be surfing a website right now or watching a music video on our favorite site, on our streaming sites that we maybe even subscribe to. People could be surfing websites which are impermissible. People could be gossiping on their phones while they are, you know, leading their day-to-day lives. And so we see that the sins are a multitude in the world today. But he shows us the true one who is connected to Allah. He or she, young or old, ensures that their patience and fortitude does not allow them to permit sins, that the sins do not overpower their sabr, their patience, their fortitude. This is step number one, is for you and I to strengthen that level of conviction, of fortitude, of determination, that we do not let the allurement and the attraction of sinning against the rules of God to push us towards those actions, that we keep ourselves in control. And the second part of the hadith, and we'll conclude with this, is that where he says that it is not only about keeping away from the sins, that's important, but the second level, he says that when somebody is conferred upon with a blessing from God, maybe a pay raise, maybe a bonus, a windfall in terms of monetary benefit, that they don't let that become a means of distraction from thanking God, from following and performing their obligations. You know, many times people go into difficult times in their lives. Maybe we lose our job. We have an economic setback. Maybe we have a large expense that we need to, you know, end up coming and paying. It comes out of the blue. We never expected it. And sometimes as we're in that state of difficulty, we begin to remember Allah frequently. We'll make extra prayers, we'll read extra dua, we'll come to the religious centers to take part in programs and prayers in congregation and the supplications. But then once we come out of that state of difficulty, many times people forget God. We think, you know, I've got money now, I made it, I'm doing good for myself. I don't need God, I don't have time for this mosque business. I don't have time to pray every day, five times a day. I don't have time to come to Dua Kumail. I don't have the time to come to these programs on a Thursday night or Friday prayers or the month of Ramadan or the month of Muharram, whatever the case may be. We find that we think that we've made it, we're somebody, and so we forget God. The command of the faithful shows us that true asceticism, zuhud, being a zahid, means that when we are given by God, we don't forget Him. We continuously remember God. And in fact, we should be thanking God even more when He gives us. That doesn't mean we don't thank God when we are not given. We thank God in every state, as the Messenger of God would say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Praise be to God in whatever state I'm in, rich or poor. It doesn't make a difference. We have to thank God continuously, but more so, as the hadith shows us, when God gives us, when we are out of our difficult situations in life, we are financially stable, our family is okay, our business maybe is doing well, then we need to remember God with even greater fervor and more reverence. So as we conclude, we ask God to give us the ability to balance our lives, to not be of those who go towards the sin, who ensure that our patience and fortitude is such we can control ourselves. And that when we are given, that we can be thankful for what God has given to us. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.